Welcome to the second of our coursework podcasts, and today what we're going to be looking at is the results and analysis of your results. Now this plays a big part in the marks that you get for your coursework, and it's probably the most important section. Now what I would do in order to make it as straightforward as possible is to take data that is relevant to the actual question. So any data that you have collected that is relevant to whether KMV needs a third road. So for example, where people live, if they use cars to travel on and off the island, and also if businesses travel on and off the island. You might also want to include graphs or pie charts or flow diagrams on where people think a new road should be built. Once you've decided on what data is relevant, you need to display it in a suitable manner. Obviously, bar graphs and pie charts are nice and straightforward to do in Excel, but they don't get you particularly good marks because they're fairly straightforward and fairly basic. What you need to consider, therefore, are doing graphs or flow diagrams which use mapping. So for instance, if you're doing a flow diagram of where traffic goes to and from the island, you could use maybe proportional arrows so that the width of the arrow is actually proportional to how many people travel by road. You might also want to do a proportional circle type activity where the size of the circle is proportional to how many people, say, travel off the island and where they lived, for example. You might also want to do a chloropleth map to show how people move on and off the island, or if you're talking about businesses, where they travel to and from. So that's the presentation of the data, and try to get two or three different methods, not just all bar graphs or not just all pie charts. Next is the analysis, and obviously with that you need to make sure that you discuss what your graph or pie chart etc. shows. So how does it add to your evidence for whether KMV needs a new road or not? What have you learnt from that data? And once you've actually described what you've learnt from it, maybe go on to explain how that helps you with your decision as to whether KMV should need a new road. It's not just good enough to say this shows how many people travel by car. That's a fairly basic answer. You need to explain in much more detail how that impacts on your case study and coursework. Next week I'll be talking about the conclusion.